Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 8, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Remember to turn your clocks forward, everybody, for an hour on Saturday night before you go to bed, or you will be late for church on Sunday. It is daylight savings time beginning this Saturday night, early Sunday morning. The annual Charles E. Roan Invitational Blind Bowlers Tournament will be held on Saturday, March 16, 2019, at Creekside Bowling Lanes, 1450 Trademark Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Registration begins at 9 a.m., and bowling begins at 9:30. Outlaws will meet at JC Park at 6:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Oops, sorry, 6:30 a.m. Saturday morning, the 16th. And we'll make our usual breakfast stop in Burlington. Dinner on the way home is to be determined. Transportation fee of $20 for everyone riding in the van is due at departure time. So let's go bring some money back to Raleigh. Remember, we do not bowl in Raleigh next week. National Tournament Hotel Information. We are working on setting teams for the national tournament and arranging for transportation needs. Please let Sharon know as soon as possible if you are planning to ride the league fans to Pittsburgh. We need to reserve appropriate vehicles and set the cost, so we must have a firm commitment from those who will be riding the vans. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29 to June 3 of this year. Our host hotel is the Sheraton Station Square Hotel, 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax, equaling almost $120 per night. Here's some new information. Per the ABBA president, A.J. Inglesby, you will not, I repeat, not be charged for the first night. The hotel may request a deposit, but if you cancel up to 48 hours in advance, you will receive a refund. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. Each individual is responsible for booking their own accommodations. To reserve, please call 1-800-325-3535 and be sure to note that you are with the ABBA. The cutoff date to get the group rate is April 29. And the group rate will be honored for 3 days before and 3 days after the tournament based upon room availability. The hotel is located 18 miles from the Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak train station. The average cab rate is $40 one way. Uber is approximately $25 each way. Super Shuttle provides service at a discount price of $22 each way. They will also provide complimentary shuttle up to 3 miles of the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in Pittsburgh. We will be bowling at Noble Manor Lanes, 2440 Noblestown Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15205. They have 40 lanes, an on-site pro shop, arcade, lounge, and a snack bar. And they will be providing a breakfast and lunch menu during the course of the tournament. If anyone is planning to go to the SBBA tournament, the entry deadline is, listen up, March 8. March 8. Sounds like today. Remember that you need to pay your $6 SBBA sanction fee in addition to the entry fee if you choose to bowl in this tournament. Also, please note that we will be bowling in Raleigh on April 5. Here's the SBBA tournament information. The bowlers in our league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia, April 4, 5, and 6. Entry fees are $56 for singles, doubles, and teams, and an additional $25 for the Masters. Any outlaws who would like to enter should have their fees in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, March 8, and should include their $6 SBBA sanction fee. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza, Hampton Marina. Included is a breakfast for up to two people per room per day. The rooms are $104 plus tax for either two double beds or one king bed with a sleeper. The phone number to call for reservations is 757-727-8914. And when making reservations, let them know that you are with the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association in order to get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 14, and reservations made after that date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Century Lanes, 1519 Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. The phone number there is 757-722-2551. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel, at which everyone is welcome to come and participate because we value your opinions. Then at 8 o'clock p.m. until 10 o'clock p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules, and on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon, at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. Then on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with your entry. This is a big event, so here's a wrap-up of the important dates and other information. Tournament date, April 4, 5, and 6. Entry deadline, March 14. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, March 1. Hotel, Crown Plaza Hampton Marina, 700, Settlers Landing Road, Hampton, Virginia, 23669. Phone number for the hotel, 757-727-8914. Room rate, $104 per night plus tax. Hotel reservation cutoff date, March 14. Bowling will be at Century Lanes, 1519 East Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. Phone number, 757-722-2551. Entry fees, regular tournament, $56. Master tournament, $25. Make all of your checks payable to SBBA Tournament and send them by mail to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. And here's a tasty tidbit, the Chili Cook-Off Wrap-Up. Many thanks to all who participated and all who came out to eat at last weekend's chili soup stew and dessert cook-off. Special thanks to Carla Smith for handling the majority of the kitchen cleanup duties and to all who helped wipe down the tables and pick up trash after everything was over. We made $200 for the getaway fund, and there were several guests present. Special thanks also to the judges, Claire Kane from the DSB Career Center, formerly the Rehab Center, and Jill McMillan. The winners of the contest were as follows. For chili, third place went to Bonnie Weaver for Five Pepper. Second place went to Greg Benton and Sharon Benton for Campfire Chili. And in first place was Rough and Rowdy, presented by Don Ball. In the soup arena, third place for Italian wedding soup went to Brenda Haney. Second place for vegetable beef soup went to Letitia Adams. And first place was for a creamy chicken vegetable soup, and that was courtesy of Sharon Benton. And then we have some stews, and it says, by default, sausage stew. Only one item. It was great. And it came from Sharon Benton. For dessert, hard to choose between these. Third place was a chocolate cheesecake by Carla Smith. Second place was a cherry cheesecake cobbler by Sharon Benton. And first place was a red velvet cherry cake courtesy of Brenda Haney. Congrats to everybody. And congrats as well to the ABB Awards. And they are given as follows. For single games over the average, 100 pins over, 75 over, and 60 over for averages of less than 100. Two categories, silver and bronze, and the silver category, PM 225 and over, TM 175 and over, PF 195 and over, TF 155 and over. For bronze, PM 215 to 224, TM 165 to 174, PF 185 to 194, and TF 145 to 154. SM 260 and over, SF 230 and over, and SM under bronze 250 to 259, SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits: 4-6, 4-6, 10, 4-6, 7, 4-6, 7, 10, 7-8, 10, 8-10, 7-9, 10, 7-9, and 7-10. So if anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or note, so that she can request it. And for all of those who do those things, congratulations. The Sightly Worn Thrift Store reopening. Come on in and meet our new manager, Joan. The new hours are Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Donations will be accepted each week on these 3 days during the hours of business. At this time, we are not accepting any clothing, mattresses, bed pillows, non-working appliances, televisions, VCRs, computers, printers, or computer accessories. But we look forward to seeing our regular customers and meeting our new customers. There will be more updates soon. Even before I read it, I'm going to say congratulations to all the hotshots for week number 20. Judy Eason, 87. Cynthia Burdine, 91. Renee Benton, 105. Dennis Glenn, 150. Jeff Tucker, 91. Shelby Foster, 141. Francis Council, 173. Albert Roberson, 155. Sharon Benton, 121. Marjorie Conyers, 133. Zelda Price, 120. Letitia Adams, 126. Jenna Meck, 122. Mike Blunt, 143. Linda Lewis, 58. Lois Sanders, 122. Michael Edwards, 150. Tommy Simmons, 118. Kevin Foster, 186. Reggie Blunt, 131. Van McLean Jr., 168. Herbert Everett, 201. Rochelle Sharp, 83. Mike Rush, 95. John Watson, 142. Matt Bowers, 144. Daniel Dixon, 209. And Brenda Haney, 134. To benefit the CBA youth account, we have another raffle going on. The first prize is a $100 gift card. Second prize is a $50 gift card. And the third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1 each, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational in the spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for your tickets. Jeff also has a new stock of black ink pens if anybody needs any. They are $2 each or 3 for $5. Outlaw clothing. If anyone is in need of Outlaw shirts and jackets, please see Ginger. 12 items in total are needed to place an order. Price list is on the back page of the email copy of these notes, and payment in advance is requested. Ginger would like to get this order placed by April the 1st, so please get your orders to her as soon as possible. The putt-putt tournament has been announced. Are you ready for some fun, fellowship, and friendly competition? Then come on out to the 31st Annual VIP Mini Golf Tournament on Saturday, April 13. It's taking place at the scenic Dan Nichols Park in Salisbury, North Carolina. You can meet up with old friends or make some new friends. The registration deadline is Friday, March 22. The registration packet and flyer are attached to the email copy of these notes. Registration is completed by a county through a social worker or group leader, or an individual if neither a social worker or a group leader is available. If there is a new participant or a new county participating for the first time, please contact Vernice Gallen Clyburn, LRT-CTRS, Therapeutic Recreation Supervisor, Rowan County Parks and Recreation, Therapeutic Recreation Division, Ellis Park, 3541 Old Moxville Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, 28144. Phone number 704-216-7781. Cell phone number 704-223-5965. And fax 704-216-7973. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact Vernice. And if anyone is interested in volunteering, please contact Edward Haley at 704-216-7782. Thank you very much for the continued support and participation. And Vernice goes on to close by saying, looking forward to seeing everyone in April to help celebrate 31 years. On now to Top Tech Tidbits. We are reading the titles and descriptions of the Top Tech Tidbits. The associated Internet web addresses are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. You can also access them by subscribing to Flying Blind at www.flying-blind.com for a weekly email that includes, as well, classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, and more. And now for the highlights. You can read the volume of Top Tech Tidbits on the web with full, unshortened links. Let's Talk Tips newsletter. The monthly Let's Talk Tips newsletter from Canada contains some tech information each month. Why emojis of blindness are important. This post discusses the happiness one user experienced that there is now an emoji of a white cane. Nearby Explorer becomes Access Explorer. A new company has taken on development of the Nearby Explorer apps. NFB reviews the Braille Me. The NFB blog reviews this low-cost Braille device. Back to video games thanks to Be My Eyes. An avid gamer uses Be My Eyes volunteers to get past the inaccessible portions of Xbox games. What a great idea. Speak TTS adds languages and voices for Android. Several NeoSpeech voices are available and some voices for other languages as well. Accessible iOS music training tool. Tenuto contains 24 customizable exercises for the student of music. Ways to reduce battery drainage in iOS. This article lists a lot of ways to improve your battery performance. Such a site, plethora of resources. Glenda Such has put together a growing site with iOS, JAWS, and NVDA resources, along with other useful information. 5 awesome Android apps you cannot get from the Play Store. These are legitimate apps that you might want to try, and that's courtesy of the Android guys. Cash Reader, Bill Identifier for Android. Cash Reader has been available for iOS. It identifies a lot of currencies and is available for subscription or outright purchase. How and why to run portable versions of Windows. This how-to geek post gives options for portable copies of Windows. Don't know about the accessibility of the process. 100 apps that work with Siri shortcuts. iMore keeps adding to and updating this list of useful places to use shortcuts. Really big shortcut collection from Mac Stories. This growing collection of Siri shortcuts is currently numbered at 150. NV Access in process March 1st of 2019. Get updates about NVDA and a detailed summary of text navigation keystrokes. Apple Viz Unlimited. What's new and noteworthy? Well, 6 days ago, the Apple Viz team gave us their handy monthly summary of Apple accessibility news. Era, A-I-R-A, podcast number 4, parentheses, MP3, close parentheses. Learn of the latest innovations from Era in this regular post. How about a demo of Ear Hockey? This podcast is a demo of the Microsoft Garage Project, a game called Ear Hockey. Next up, Maccessibility Roundtable Podcast. 5 nights of the Roundtable. Discuss a variety of ways of a variety of Apple technology issues. Have we a shorter, more in-depth Blind Bargains cast? Yes, there is, and it'll be at the website. And finally, Code Jumper on Eyes on Success. Episode 1910 discusses this new initiative to teach programming. We now move on to the calendar of events. WFB information is provided by Robert Parrish, Wake Federation of the Blind President. The Wake Federation of the Blind will meet at the usual location, Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on Saturday, March 9, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as always, if you have questions or comments, please call Robert. His phone number is 919-616-1606 and email robertcparrish7@gmail.com. As Robert says, we hope to see you all there. Please see the Arts Access website for a listing of audio described performances. That website is www.artsaccessinc.org/add-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, March 21 from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is now the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is by telephone 919-673-8300 and by email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. There will be a spring carnival for families of children with special needs occurring at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ on Saturday, April 27, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be games, a petting zoo, crafts, food, prizes, a parents' lounge, and more. And best of all, it's free. Everything is free for the whole family. Siblings of kids with special needs are welcome, too. The address is 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh. For more information, check out the website at www.specialatbrooks.org. Finally, we have a free health fair to tell you about. There will be a free health fair on March 30th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the First Cosmopolitan Baptist Church. 1515 Cross Link Road, Raleigh. Services offered will include health screening, blood pressure, BMI check, mammograms, HIV, STD, kidney and stroke, child dental screening, and there will be giveaways. For more information, give them a call at 919-833-3283. And now, we have for you recipes that will bowl you over from that chuck wagon gang. As it says, here are a few recipes for your March Madness basketball watching parties. May your favorite team win. We begin with one called Sock It To Me Cake. The ingredients for the cake. You'll need 6 egg yolks, large, whole milk divided into 3/4 cup and 1/4 cup, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2.5 cups of cake flour, 1.5 cup of granulated sugar, baking powder divided into 1 tablespoon and 1 teaspoon, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, and 12 tablespoons of unsalted butter. Now, the ingredients for the streusel filling that goes with the Sock It To Me cake, you need 2.5 tablespoons of cake flour, 2.5 tablespoons of brown sugar, and 2.5 teaspoons of cinnamon, and you need pecans. The ingredients for the glaze, 1 cup of powdered sugar and 2 tablespoons of milk. For all of this, the directions, what we're going to do. Well, combine the 1/4 cup of milk with the egg yolks and the vanilla, and then stir them up well to make them combine together. In the bowl of your KitchenAid mixer, or an attic other mixer, with the paddle attachment, combine the cake flour, granulated sugar, salt, and baking powder. Mix on low speed in order to blend. Add the softened butter and the other 3/4 cup of milk to the bowl and blend on low for about 30 seconds to combine. Then increase the speed to medium and mix for another 1.5 minutes. Scrape the sides and the bottom of the bowl to ensure even mixing. Then add in 3 additions gradually. Then in 3 additions, gradually add the milk and egg yolk mixture. Scrape the bowl between additions. Add 1/2 the batter to a bundt pan. Add the streusel mix in the middle of the batter. Add the remaining cake batter to the pan and cook in a 350-degree oven for 30 to 45 minutes. Let it cook for 15 minutes and then flip it out of the pan and top it with the glaze. Since we're doing March Madness and it's going to be a game, you have to have some kind of dip to go with some chips. So here's a sausage cheese dip. Take 1 pound of Velveeta cut in 1/2-inch cubes. 1/2 pound of breakfast pork sausage cooked, drained, and you can use either hot or mild sausage. And then 1 10-ounce can of Rotel diced tomatoes and green chilies. Undrained. Mix all of this together in a microwavable dish, crock pot, or saucepan over a low heat, and then just melt it, and then keep it warm as you use it throughout the game. How about a veggie pizza dip? 1 package, that'd be 8 ounces, of Philadelphia Neuchâtel cheese, softened. 1/2 cup Classico traditional pizza sauce. 2 cloves of garlic, minced. 1/3 cup sliced black olives. 1/3 cup of chopped green peppers. 1/3 cup drained of canned sliced mushrooms, coarsely chopped. 1/3 cup chopped red onions. 1/2 cup of Kraft 2% milk shredded Italian 3-cheese blend. 1/4 cup sliced fresh basil. Heat the oven up to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Mix the Philadelphia cheese, pizza sauce, and garlic until blended. Spread onto the bottom of a 9-inch pie plate. Top with the next 5 ingredients. Then bake all of that 18 to 20 minutes or until the dip is heated through and the shredded cheese is melted. and top it off with basil. Here's some kitchen tips if you'd like. Substitute Kraft's 2% milk shredded mozzarella cheese instead of the Philadelphia cheese. Save time by using any combination of 1 1/3 cups of chopped fresh vegetables purchased at your grocery store salad bar. Serve with thin wheat snack crackers. I think we're going to have some fun. Well, we're going to be wrapping up the program today with a news article from NBC. Blind girl 11 goes viral after response to reporter's awkward question. A young blind girl was straight to the point when a news reporter asked her a pretty cringeworthy question. The correspondent, Kristen Dahlgren, was left feeling a little awkward when interviewing 11-year-old Faith Murray, a young radio host, for the nightly news. Kristen asked Faith, "Is there anything that you can't do, Faith?" Faith had the perfect response with, "See." Kirsten gives an awkward laugh, knowing the interview must go on, and asks again, "Well, is there anything other than that?" Faith clearly wasn't feeling that question and gave another simple answer of, no. Well, at least she's a confident youngster. A Twitter user posted a clip of the interview with the comment, "Did she just now tweet?" that has gotten more than 86,000 retweets, 240,000 likes, and 3.8 million views. Most of the viewers just weren't sure if it was a moment they could have a chuckle about or not. There weren't only awkward comments over the interview, but the headline also gathered a fair bit of controversy with 11-year-old radio host inspires America with her vision of hope. Yes, it said vision, and people didn't really know how to respond to that either. Basically, the whole thing did not go down particularly well. However, that little girl showed she really could hold her own when it came to giving mic drop worthy comments to awkward questions. Faith may only be in the fifth grade, but she already hosts her own radio show where she talks everything from weather forecasts to public service announcements for the Talking Information Center, https://ticnetwork.org. This network reaches tens of thousands of people who are visually impaired or have other disabilities. You have been listening to the March 8, 2019 edition of Spare Time's News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a broadcast, as a podcast rather, at www.triangleReadingService.org. I am Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.